Living the dream. If feeding hogs in your free time counts, this is Bryant Gill with the Farm Report.
Before we call it a day, I'd like to bring you the story of an emerging star right here in Wisconsin. Remember this name, Amelia Hayden of the Bigfoot FFA chapter. She was elected to a year of service as the 2017-2018 Section 10 State FFA officer this week. Amelia is one impressive individual. She plans on studying microbiology at University of Wisconsin next year. Amelia joined us right after the convention to share more.
Yeah, so I was able to compete in the Prepared Public Speaking LDE, and I placed second in that. And then I was also competing in AgriScience Fair, where I got first, and I was the Wisconsin star in AgriScience, and then I also won the Ag Sales Individual CDE.
So your first event, you were speaking. What were you talking about?
I was talking about CRISPR, which is a gene editing technology to change different genes within different organisms.
Very cool. Now, you talked about your other events. Tell us about that.
So AgriScience Fair is basically a competition where you prepare research and then are able to present it to a panel of judges and kind of just inform other people about what you learned. And so my project was trying to bind something called tannic acid to peanuts to try to make sure that people could eat them even if they had allergies and not have an allergic reaction.
Very neat. Very cool. So obviously you're into science, aren't you?
Yeah, I really like the whole agri-science thing. I'm majoring in microbiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison next year.
Wait a minute. It says here in my notes that you're 16 years old, but you're starting college next year. Tell us about this.
So I was advanced 2 grades in grade school, so I still had like 4 years of high school, but I just started it earlier, so I ended it earlier.
This makes you one of the youngest FFA state officers, I think, in history, doesn't it?
Probably. I don't, like, know for sure, but probably.
What excites you most about being part of this FFA leadership team?
I'm really excited to just meet new members throughout the state over the next year and really build connections with them and learn about what makes them passionate about FFA.
So why don't you tell us, how did you get into FFA? What made you so passionate about it?
I started FFA after taking my first ag class and finding out that I really liked it and liked the people who were in FFA with me.
What's your background?
So I'm actually from a small town, so I don't have really any connections to the production agriculture industry aside from what I've made through my work in FFA.
You were talking before about trying to put a certain substance on peanuts so that individuals won't have allergic reactions. That doesn't sound like common FFA projects. Tell us about that.
Well, it's cool because I've been able to do it all within my high school ag room. We've been really lucky to have a great administration and board of education that's been really supportive of our program and really make sure that we have all of the facilities that we need to really support our agri-science program.
And I understand you took on many leadership roles before getting to the state level as well.
Yeah, so I served as chapter president last year, and then I was also a reporter in my chapter the year before that.
So you're not afraid of taking on the leadership roles. All right, Amelia, how do you plan on making this year and this officer team unique?
I think it's really going to focus on the members we have now this year. Obviously, some members are aging out of FFA, and we've got new middle schoolers coming in. So by making those connections with those new members, we're really going to make it unique because the members we're working with are unique. FFA is an organization that's really inclusive of everyone. And as we continue to spread that message and advocate for that, we're going to continue seeing more people come because they want to be part of the family.
Family. Interesting you should say that. You have a whole new officer family now to get to know. What's the year look like?
So we start off right off the bat next week, and then we'll be kind of busy throughout the rest of the summer and the rest of the year putting on workshops and facilitating different conferences and meeting with chapter members.
So will you also be attending school and taking on your responsibilities as a leader?
I might take some credits, but I'll probably put off the majority of school until next year.
Amelia Hayden, another example of a fantastic FFA member. That's all the time we have for today. Join us next week. Pam's back in the big seat, but we'll see you Friday. For the Farm Report, I'm Bryant Gill.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.